This is the Holy Gospel from Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. It is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow, is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. My name is Millie Wimes, and I'm currently a senior at Salisbury High School. I've been going to St. John's my whole life, and I feel very connected to this wonderful community. I'd like to start by reflecting on the most asked question to a high school senior. So what are you going to do after high school? Around this time of year is when seniors decide what they're going to do after high school, whether they will go into the workforce, attend college, or enlist. I'm currently deciding between two schools. Both with equal and amazing opportunities, I need to decide if I want to attend the United States Coast Guard Academy in Connecticut, or if I want to stay closer to home and attend NC State University. Do I commit the next 9 years of my life to the Coast Guard? Something I'm not 100% certain about, at a school I will know nobody and is far from home. Or do I stay here, where I feel safer and more comfortable, but not gain the experience that not many people have? As most seniors right now, I have so many questions and thoughts about my future. Like, am I enough? How will I manage without my family, my friends, and my coaches? How do I become an adult? How do I live independently? How do I grow up? What does it mean to grow up? And what do I want to be? These thoughts and worries have been looming over me the past couple of weeks. I often find myself spacing out and thinking about them. This is causing me to struggle to stay present, to live in the moment, and appreciate the blessings God has already placed right in front of me. Trying to make these tough decisions on our own can be overwhelming. Not one person is supposed to make perfect decisions, and putting this amount of weight on yourself can drain you. These worries, these thoughts, and these emotions can keep you from where you currently are. They take you away from the people and places that you love. They take you out of the present and place you in a space where you're unable to appreciate and enjoy what is right in front of you, whether it's a plate of food or a good friend you're spending time with. The worry and the stress can turn your attention away from the family dinner table, away from the classroom, and away from your group of friends. These thoughts and worries have a way of making us feel as if we're not enough. The fear can overtake your current state of happiness and content and turn it into discomforting detachment. Fears such as the college transition, a new job setting, problems within your family, a shift in your friend group, an approaching deadline, new responsibilities, moving to a new environment, how people perceive you, or failing relationships can cause you to forget God is right here with us. Going back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 27, we hear Jesus give a challenge to those listening to him give his famous Sermon on the Mount. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Can all of this worry amount to anything or do anything for us? By thinking and worrying about things that are not in our control, we take time away from living, time away from our relationships, and time away from serving our neighbors and being children of God. In the midst of our moments of anxiety, this question Jesus leaves us with, we need to stop and remind ourselves God is right here with us. He knows what is next and what is to come. The worry and the fear should be placed in his hands, not our own. Back to Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 32, he says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. While many of us do not have physical needs, such as clothing or food, we do face timeless anxieties like searching for a purpose and meaning in life. We should not stress and put these problems on ourselves. We should not worry about what is to come of them because it's not in our hands." In the Matthew passage, Jesus gives his listeners another challenge. "Consider the lilies, look at the birds of the air, and see how God cares for them, and imagine how God cares for each and every one of us." When we are blinded by this worry, it can become easy to forget God's love and care for us. But he is here, and he is taking care of us, and he knows what we need. God's grace is a present that helps us stay present, and when we find ways to center ourselves around him, we can face our anxieties and worries confidently. When we realize God is always and already taking care of us, we can feel a sense of peace. I pray these uncertainties and anxious moments that arise do not overwhelm your waking hours, that you feel God's guiding hand and presence upon you when these moments of hardship do come into our lives. The reality of life is that we're going to face these challenges. Moments of fear, anxiety, and worry are unavoidable. They are distractions that make it difficult to center ourselves around God's grace. No matter what we face, we should not worry, but stay present and thankful for the blessings we have in each and every moment. The blessings of this wonderful community we call St. John's, the wonderful and inspiring leaders we call our pastors, the amazing sanctuary we have the privilege to worship in, and the uplifting music we hear that bring God's word to life have sustained me throughout my 18 years. Christian community is truly a gift from God that helps us stay present. Our worship draws us back and centers us on God's goodness and love. The relationships we foster in this place sustain us in our times of trial and in our moments of joy. And I have such comfort in knowing that this community will be here when I come back. God's presence is with us each and every day. Whether we feel it or not, he knows what is to come, and we should find comfort in this. When we are able to shift our focus to God and use our energy and time to love and serve our neighbors. I want to close with a heartfelt thank you to our pastors, to our choir, and to you as the congregation for being a guiding force in my life. I'm not sure what's going to come next, but I'm confident that no matter what I face, God will go with me. Amen.